Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been talking about faith for the journey. So basically, we've been speaking about faith. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we are going to talk about the creative force of faith. The creative force of faith is part of the series on faith for the journey. Faith is a force. Please tell somebody, faith is a force. And faith has abilities. Say, faith gives you abilities. Oh, preach with me already. Tell somebody, faith is a force. It gives you abilities. Please pay attention. Say, faith is a force. It gives you abilities to create here on earth. Praise the Lord. Last night, we learned about some important things about faith. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 1, Hebrews 4:1, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should be seen to have come short of it. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. The creative force of faith. The text opens by saying that we should be careful. In fact, possibly when we read it in the ESV, it will be clearer. It said, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. There is the promise of rest still standing for you and I. And he says that we should be careful so that we do not fail in appropriating that promise. And why is the scripture saying so? In verse 2, it says that for unto us, okay, see, for good news came to us just as to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not united by faith with those who listened. King James says that, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So the caution we are receiving from verse 1 has a foundation in verse 2. That this good news, this promise that has been given to us, was also given to our forebears. And they missed it because they did not know how to utilize their faith in appropriating the promise. He says that they did not mix. Can you give me King James? Just give me King on my screen. They did not mix faith with what they heard. So it is important anywhere there is the promise of God for faith to be present as well. It is crucial that wherever God gives us promise, faith must be working. If we don't get faith to work where there is promise, we will not enter his rest. And God's rest for you and I is the final picture of what he sees for us at every stage of our lives. And so, when God has promised us rest, you can appropriate that rest, family, ministry, career, health. Wherever there is a promise of rest, you and I, we must mix it with what? Faith. You receive a good news. You receive a prophetic word. There must be the mixing of that with faith. I think that when we receive a promise, we are in a hurry to pray without, I don't know the word to use, but mobilizing or harnessing the required faith to receive that rest, to receive that promise. So we are happy to fast, we are happy to pray, but you see people praying, they don't have the faith to possess it. You see people praying, they are anxious praying. You see people fasting and they are empty. Faith is what makes you heavy. Praise the Lord. And I think that we have said this word mix. I've used an illustration here, you know, that they've told you that, oh, when you make the cake, you'll be given the silver cup. Then you are happy to run to the kitchen with all ingredients there. And then we could come broom broom, not in the right quantities. And then you set off to do cake, but what came out was sweet bad or polo, because the quantities were not correct and the mixing was not correct. And then, have you ate bread before and then you beat nutmeg, yeah? You beat nutmeg somewhere. Either say it was not properly grinded or it was not properly mixed. So it has gone to concentrate in one corner. That's what happened to them. They did not mix it well. So even though the promise was rest, what came out was unrest. You are cooking rice, so then it turns out to be rice porridge. Tell somebody, it's the mixing. When God gives you a promise, you have to mix it well. Mix it. That's why I say, to faith, add prayer. To faith, add fasting. It is the foundation. You see, when you are doing light soup, the real foundation is the water. Yes. I'm coming. If you, whether tomatoes or whatever, you must have some liquid inside there. Yeah. It's a major ingredient. Or it will become something else. Yeah, by the time you know it has become some in chichihun or something. Yeah. So you see that you need to get the foundation right. If you don't get the foundation right, it will become something. Let's say you are doing maybe groundnut soup. What is it? Is it a tomato? The real ingredient is the groundnut. Is that not so? You should have to get the foundation right. The point I'm making is that if you don't get the foundation right, you will set off to get something, and then the result that will come out will not be what you set off to get. And that is what happens to us. God says one thing to us. It takes faith to receive exactly what God said. That's why faith gives you the capacity to see what God sees. So you see that God is seeing good health for you. And you don't have the faith to receive or see the good health he's seeing for you. So your health becomes somewhere. He's seeing a great future for you. But your faith, you don't build the faith. And the building of the faith is your responsibility. That's why we are here. That's why Satan will do everything possible that wherever they are preaching, the word of faith is being preached, you will not be interested. You'll be more interested in prayer, which without faith will still land you nowhere. But it makes you feel like you did something. You understand? And then my bomb pipe and me who are by me. And it could see there. A ninja swore. So that's why you prayed and cursed the witches, they didn't die. You prayed and moved the heavens, they never moved. Because they don't move because you did some act or you did some works or you did some acquaintance. The foundation of it is that you must mix it well with what? Faith. That's the promise. He said the people who failed at it, they did not know how to use their faith. So, promise without faith will not result in rest. If you want to see rest, the promise you have received, you must produce or release faith so that you can achieve the rest. Lift your hand. Say, I have rest in Christ. One more time. Say, I have rest in Christ. So faith is important. Tell somebody, faith is important. And tonight may your faith come alive. Now, yesterday we learned about 2 Corinthians 4:13. Or is it 1 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians, it talks about the fact that 2 Corinthians 4:13. It talks about the fact that this faith we are talking about, first of all, let me say that it comes by hearing. Romans 10:17. Praise the Lord. It comes by what? Hearing. Romans 10:17 says that. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. That's how faith comes. It comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. When today on some of our platforms, I saw some of the people who grew up with me. And you know, sometimes people in church get emotional, jealous, angry, all of that. But there's a history to growth. Some of the people who grew up with me in this church, they have built the culture. The culture we started with is that when pastor preaches a message, you have to listen to it about 10 times. That's the culture we grew up with. One way you know that you are not growing is that you are not listening. That's one way you know that you are, maybe you are attending church so much, but you are, I can assure you that you will become shallower than before. Because for you to grow spiritually, listening over and over and over, once he has spoken, twice I have heard. You are not supposed to listen to God's word once. You're supposed to listen to it over and over. The Bereans, when they heard the word, they went home. They didn't only go and look for how correct the word was. They went and listened, rehearsed themselves in it over and over again. When someone is preaching and the person is not reading the Bible, I can see it. When somebody is preaching and is listening to preaching to preach, and it's not studying. There's nothing wrong with listening to preaching to preach. But you should be studying whilst you are listening. When someone is singing and the person is not building him or herself in his or her most holy faith, they have to sing for like 3 days and you know that this is a shallow person standing there. It's not listening, it's not praying. It's, you can see it. And sometimes you can be on the altar because there's no other person. But when people who are really serious come, you will see that you don't have the platform again. Because as a workman, you don't know the difference between a cutlass and a hoe. You study to show yourself approved. As a workman, who needs not to be ashamed? A workman, you know your tool. Hello? So today on the platform, one of the people that grew up with me stirred up a conversation on the platform. From the message, the faith message I've been preaching, she started bulleting. As she was listening, she was shooting the bullets back to back. If you are too busy to listen, you will never grow spiritually. Praise the Lord. There are dimensions to becoming heavy in the spirit where things move for you. And one key dimension is that the word of God must stay and live in you. Faith cometh by hearing, not by prayer. It cometh by what? Hearing. I'm telling you that in this your walk with Christ, the most important variable is your what? Your faith. Your faith. Faith first. Romans chapter 10 verse 8 and 9 calls it the word of faith. It's nigh you. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even the, in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of, say the word of faith. So as I'm preaching, the word to you is called the word of faith. The word of faith which we preach. So the faith you will catch, it will come from the preaching of the word of God. Not preaching of the experiences of the man of God. Are you here with me at all? Not preaching of some, you know, sometimes you come and someone will be telling you about revelations. They went to heaven, they went to hell, and all of that. They are not bad. But those things, they are just experiences. What really builds your faith is the truth of God's word that is preached to you. So you see that Jesus, he didn't say a lot about his experience as God in heaven. He preached the truth to them. He said that the kingdom of God is like, you know, a sower came to sow. He just preach the truth, because faith cometh by preaching the word. Doing what? Preaching the word. The genuine pastor that loves you is the one that preaches the truth of God's word to you. Preaching, dividing the word of truth. We can come here and do 14 days of prophetic, and then all your attention is on the prophetic, but it won't take you anywhere. I can tell you for a fact. 14 days of deliverance, and we'll put all your attention on deliverance. It is good, it's not bad, but it won't take you far, because you will need deliverance again. He said, when a demon is cast out, it will leave and go. And when it comes back and the place is conducive for it, that is, you have returned back to factory settings. It will not come like that too. It will come with more wicked spirit. Now, the reason why that demon came and the place is conducive for it is that you needed the word of God, the washing of the word, to continually clean you, so that the return of that demon, which is inevitable, the return of that demon will not see you in any form of death, but the word would have cleansed you to a point that now you will not be a conducive environment for that demon to want to stay there. Are you here with me at all? But your mind is not good, the demon will come in there. But the word is what Romans chapter 12 says. That it says that it will help you renew your mind so that you'll be transformed, not to conform. Are you here with me at all? So faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Overhearing. Romans 10:17. Please give me. Hearing over and over again the word of faith which we preach. So the message, if the pastor is wrong, how will you know? You have to go listen to it and cross-check it with the scriptures. Praise the Lord. And you will see that as you are listening and making your note, sometimes note in the book, but also you are making mental note. Are you here with me at all? You see that it's building you up. I used to transcribe the messages of my pastor. I mean, these days when you tell people to transcribe, it's like you have really given them a big job. And my pastor didn't tell me to transcribe. I was transferring messages from cassette to CD. I brought the technology myself. Nobody sent me. And I was doing that. I was just learning, making note, cross-checking my note. Hey, pastor can say mantra. But in church, you would think you've written so much. Today, this day, people don't come to church with their tablet. Those who are making note on their phone, also they are WhatsApping in the midst of making the note. People don't have Bibles, they don't have paper Bible, they don't have Bible on the tablet, they don't have Bible on the phone. All manner of stuff. We come to church, we just listen and go. A short pen is better than a long memory. Just imagine the Bible we are reading, when God spoke to them, if they didn't write. You have to write. There should be a point where you buy a paper Bible and hold it on Sunday, that I'm going to church with my Bible. Are you here with me at all? Come with your notebook or your tablet. As for the phone, is good, but sometimes you have to put it somewhere. Write on your tablet and sync it to your phone. You can read it anywhere on board the flight. You load the messages on your phone. On board the flight, you have your earpiece. You are listening, soaking, because don't play down on faith, though. If you play down on faith, you can be loaded with promises, but you will never see any rest in your life. You see on the page, somebody was talking about what I preached day one. Somebody was talking about what I preached day two, and then day three, like they are bulleting it. This thing that we are preaching under utterance. The word of God is speaking. Faith comes by hearing and hearing over and over and over. You know why you are so emotional and you are still not moved on your emotions? Because something has to replace whatever makes you that emotional. Something stronger than what you are right now should replace that posture, that mental posture there. And if you don't get, because if you go for therapy, maybe with a psychologist, all he's going to do is that he's going to assess your strength and weakness and then work with you to find how we can make progress going forward. And he's going to help you to discover the things that you will do that will make you make progress making going forward, either mentally, and sometimes it's even with physical exercises. Are you with me at all? So when we come to church and you are listening to the word of God, if you give your heart wholly to it, meditate upon the word day and night, don't turn to left or right. Now you come to make the word of God the center of your life. When that happens, you build faith against your trauma. You build faith against the things, your fears. You build faith against your anxiety. You build faith against your uncertainties. And by the time you know, whose hand they said was weak and couldn't lift this thing, because you have been in the spiritual gym, you lift those things without even recognizing that they told you that you couldn't lift again. Because the thing about faith is that it's a muscle, spiritual muscle, that you build and you don't even recognize until you use it and say, "Hey, Eminie, is it me?" Like Peter, Jesus said, "Step on the water and come." He heard the word. He heard the word, "Come." That is the word. The faith came. He stepped and he started walking on water. He said, "Hey, Minie, Menamusuo, Mini Yesu." Are you here at all? When the word enters, it changes everything. And it enters the spirit also, what? Enters you. Ezekiel said that his spirit entered me when I heard the word. Anytime you hear the word, what enters? Spirit enters. Faith enters. And so in 2 Corinthians, we are hearing that this faith is not only coming to you in word alone, but it comes as a spirit as well. Say, faith is a spirit. That's why you hear that a preacher will say faith is a force. It's a spirit. It means it's a force. It says that we having the same spirit of faith. So you've seen the word of faith. You are seeing what? Come on now. You are seeing what? Spirit of faith. So this thing we are talking, you are listening to the word. It is spirit entering you. It is what? Spirit entering you. We having the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore what? Speak. So when you hear the word, you hear the word. What is really entering you is that the word is introducing to your spirit the spirit of faith. Praise the Lord. The spirit of faith. You not only have the word of faith, but you will catch faith that is also activated in you by spirit. The spirit of God activate the spirit of faith in you. The spirit of faith is for the working of miracles, is for the creative force of the Holy Spirit to begin to work in you. Spirit create. Are you with me? Come on now. Are you sure you are with me now? Spirit creates. So we having the same spirit of faith. I'm telling you, the measure is not Pastor Francis's faith. The measure is the same faith that Abraham had. The same faith that Jesus had. He says that that same spirit of faith is imparted or transferred unto you when you hear the word of faith. That means that you are put in the same class of operation as Jesus. When you hear the word of what? Faith. And you catch the spirit of what? Faith. You'll be operating like Jesus very soon. What makes you operate like Jesus is not 1,000 days of fasting. First of all, you must have the spirit of faith. Without faith, it is impossible. He says, if you believe, nothing shall be impossible. That way, believe that if you have faith, nothing shall be impossible. The same way nothing is impossible to God, nothing shall be impossible to you. And the common denominator there is because you have faith. Impossible to God, impossible to man. The common denominator there is that you have faith. It becomes the bridge that brings you and God to the same realm of nothing shall be impossible. So this Christianity, that there are dimensions. There are some people who want to just be in the crowd forever. You need to catch the spirit of faith. Praise the Lord. All of us here can be creating supernaturally. Seeing testimonies everywhere. I pray that this moment, may you catch the spirit of faith in Jesus' name. And he's saying that this spirit of faith, the word of faith you receive, the spirit of faith you release. This thing is too powerful. You receive the word of faith, it gives you the spirit of faith, but the way you operate the spirit of faith is to speak. The spirit of faith they had, the same spirit of faith, he said that this is how they operationalized it. They believed, they spoke. We also believe, therefore we do what? So when you want spirit to work for you, you must be ready to what? Okay. It's like we are getting there. Are we getting there? Am I taking my time? When you want to see the spirit of faith in action, you speak. Speak based on the faith you have in Christ. Too powerful. So the Christian is not ordinary. And what makes you not ordinary is that Christ is in you. And you have faith. And we will learn in the weeks that are ahead of us that there are different dimensions of this faith. No faith, little faith, small faith, great faith, all manner of faith. All of them have the capacity they bring to you spiritually to be able to obtain a good report. Praise the Lord. Is somebody interested in this word of faith at all? When you see Joshua saying that, hey, sun and moon, stand right there. It's not mathmafu. It's a spirit of faith at work. That's why you see that God will convince Moses. Faith cometh by what? He will convince Moses that Moses, don't get afraid. As you are going near the Red Sea, don't get afraid. I'm telling you that you will be at the other side. Moses gets the faith and I say, stretch forth your rod. Tell the people that they should not be afraid. For the Egyptians they see today, they will see them no more. Are you here with me at all? He needed the faith now to stretch the rod. The rod, which normally represent the word. Stretching is speaking the word. Rest, you just open like that. Too powerful. Joshua had to do the same thing. But he told Joshua some days before. He said, tell the people to consecrate themselves. I want you to know that I am going to lift you before all the people. I'm about to do a miracle in your life. We are going to open the Jordan. Get ready for it. He gives you a word to prepare you to receive the faith, then you go into action. He gives you a word. It's a very simple procedure. He gives you a word. You catch the word. You catch the spirit. You go out there. You take action, but before that action, you speak things into being. We believe. Whenever you believe, you do what? You speak. Tell somebody, whenever you believe, You speak. So tell somebody, don't be speaking when you don't believe. If you are speaking, you got to believe it. And I want to take you on the road. So this spirit of faith, it operates when we speak. Too powerful. Watch it. One of the reasons why people speak and nothing happens is Romans chapter 10 verse 8 to 10. Let's just take time and unpack that space. In Romans chapter 10 verse 8, watch it. Watch it. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Take note of two organs there. The word, heart, mouth. You see, the word is near you. It's near your mouth. It's near your heart. Praise the Lord. Even the word. That means that two things are happening right now. The word that is preached, God has created two channels for it. One, the heart that receives it, and the mouth that you speak it. In verse 9, watch it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, confession is speaking with your mouth, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So thou shalt be saved. Just you say, thou shalt have a testimony. Thou shalt have a miracle. Are you here with me at all? It's showing you two things that you need to do. One, not in any particular order, but I'll put it in the proper order. He said, if you will confess with your mouth, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thine heart. So, the word of God is saying that salvation or a miracle will happen when you believe with your heart and speak with your mouth. When you believe with your heart and speak with your mouth. Verse 10. Verse 10 says what? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart you believe, and it positions you in the realm of God. Righteousness is God giving you his nature. He said, when you believe with your heart, you have now been transferred from your humanity into divinity. You have changed platforms. You have moved from platform 1 to platform 2, which is God's level. Are you here with me at all? How did that come about? You believe with your what? Heart. You believe. When you believe with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. As you believe with your heart now, all your sins are forgiven and you have taken on all the righteousness of Christ. What a miracle. When that happens, it says that, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Whoa. The heart believes, it prepares you to enter his righteousness. And you seal the deal with the mouth speaking, confessing. So that the package of salvation is complete. Say, the package is complete. When the heart believes and the mouth speaks, the mouth confesses, the package of salvation is complete. It's too powerful. It's too powerful. It's too powerful. I feel it. Glory be to God. The heart believes, and what the heart believes, the mouth must confess. The mouth must speak about for the whole package to be completed. This is the miracle. So, in the spirit, actually, what is happening is that there is a believing that is happening internally. The heart is believing, and what the heart believes is internal. Two of us. Then there is a believing that is expressed externally. The mouth speaks, confesses that Jesus is Lord and salvation is complete. So internal faith, external faith. What does it really mean? It means that you are dealing with two mouths. One mouth believes and speaks inside. I believe you, Lord Jesus. Your heart is speaking, is talking. Then another mouth, which is external, is speaking what has been verbalized or received on the inside. Is verbalizing, is giving it expression on the outside. Internal mouth, external mouth. Believing on the inside, speaking on the outside. The heart is speaking inside, the mouth is speaking outside. Get it. That is to say that when we are putting it on a scale of weight, God sees it as, God weighs it the same, what the heart believes and what the mouth speaks. This is how God measures it. What the heart believes has the same measure, or should have the same measure, as what the mouth declares. He doesn't see your declaration. He shouldn't actually see your declaration more weighted than what your heart believed. Or he shouldn't see what your heart believed more weighted than what your heart, what your mouth declared. The same weight for what the heart believes is placed or seen in the same weight of what the mouth what speaks. What that simply means is that the heart should not believe something that the mouth is not speaking. Or the mouth should not speak less than what the heart believes. And vice versa. The mouth must not be saying something that the heart does not believe. Kolasa paraya. So that's why he says that they believe they spoke. We believe we also speaking. So I am actually verbalizing what I have internalized in my heart. The faith that because your heart sees what is on God's table. When he hears the word of God, it's connected. Sees it and your mouth must speak it. I'm preaching here. Some people believe in their heart that they are millionaires, but their mouth has not given the same weight of expression unto it. What a human being. Faith is when your mouth says what your heart believes in God. That's when the spirit of faith goes to work for you. If you are here, say I am here. I can't hear you at all. If you are here, say I'm here. Ask somebody by your side, are you here? And ask them, does your heart have more weight than your mouth? There are people who believe cars in their heart too. But the reason why those cars are not in their garage is because the mouth has not been able to climb to the weight of what the heart believes. Can your mouth handle what your heart believes? It's a question. At one point you want comfort, but everything your mouth is speaking is discomfort. That can never be faith. It can never be faith. Your heart cannot believe prosperity, and all your verbalizations lead to scarcity. That can never be faith. I see people who are rising up in Jesus' name. That amen is not strong at all. Listen to me. It doesn't matter who is cursing you. What your heart has believed from the Lord is weightier than what anybody is saying over your life. What your mouth has declared from what you believe from the Lord is more powerful than any anointed person, what they are saying against you. You are a child of God, and God has a primary space for working with you. Faith. Does that mean be arrogant? No. Does that mean be disrespectful? No. It doesn't mean, because you have the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a gracious spirit that gives you capacity to walk well. Praise the Lord. Same weight. My heart believes that I am healed. So my mouth should say that I am healed. Are you here with me at all? Heart believes unto righteousness. Mouth speaks unto salvation. Righteousness and salvation, they are the same. Shalagalagada. That's why where you are right now, it doesn't matter. If your heart can capture it in Christ, and your mouth can declare it, there will be creation on the outside. God believed in Genesis 1:3. He said, light, I believe, light appear. How do we know God created by faith? How do we know? Hebrews 11:3 says, 11:2, watch 2 and 3. Let me just go back a little. 2 says that, for by it the elders obtained a good report. He's talking about faith. Then verse 3 says that, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Who framed the world? Please, who framed the world? Who? Is it not God? But we are hearing that through faith, what God believed, he framed it with his mouth. True faith, oh. Receive the God kind of faith in Jesus' name. Yeah. Mark 11 talks about receiving the God kind of faith. Just imagine Selassie operating in the God class. Jesus. Oh, sorry, I'll say, let the street hang in the air. Ye be chicas, it's a plane. Tell somebody, sit with energy. Something is coming. True faith. God created true faith. God creates by faith. Even God. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Faith sees what is not in physical evidence, speaks it into being, and sees the manifestation of what was not there before. You will see things appearing because faith saw and spoke about it. Is God talking to somebody now? And as you are speaking, the scriptures say that you are actually creating or framing your worlds. We understand that the worlds, he didn't say the world, he said the worlds. Say worlds. I can't hear you. Say worlds. Say my ministry is a world. My career is a world. My health is a world. My finances is a world. Say financial world. Career world. He said all these ones, you frame them with what? The words of your mouth. Word of God. That's why you see some people who believe God, they talk big. Because before the money comes into your hand, your heart must believe it and your heart must speak it into being. Your heart must give birth to it. Then your mouth must push it out. Your heart will collect the pregnancy. Are you here with me? That's the womb. Your mouth is the canal. It will spill the baby out. When you are speaking, Charlie, yeah, Hiribu. It's coming out there. So many people are pregnant with what the heart believes. But we have not seen the face of the baby because you have not pushed. The thing that pushes the baby out is when your mouth what speaks it. The manifestation does not end with the heart believing. It actually ends with the mouth speaking what the heart believes. So I believe that this, our ministry, it will never die.
It's not just believing, just saying it, saying it, saying it. Anytime any person who thinks is strong and indispensable lives here, like in the Bible days, they replaced Judas with seven people. They replaced people with 7,000 people. Elijah, 7,000 are there. When one leaves, 7,000 will come. That amen is not strong at all. In the same way in your own life, when one lover leaves, 7,000 helpers will appear. You will never be stranded. Don't be deceived. God is real. Faith brings you into that realm. He that cometh to God must know that he is. He is. He is alive. Are you here with me at all? So, my heart believes, therefore my mouth speaks. Too powerful. Koshala palakatalaya. Empeleketes. So there is, you see that there is that connection between what the heart believes and what the mouth speaks. There's a connection. The manifestation is in the verbalization of what you have internalized. Your heart takes it from the hand of God. Your mouth creates it by speaking it. What witches have done is not the final of the game. Do you understand? I like Azuma Nelson. Those days when we were young, we used to stay to watch his boxing. He fought one match, Fenerbahce's match. The first match was draw. We were all very afraid that Azuma has lost. So Azuma now said that he's a professor. He says that when you are going into the ring, carry your own referee. Carry your own what? That means don't leave the match in the hands of the judges. You need a knockout. Because if you leave, and his time, it was very crazy. If you leave the judgment in the hand of the referee and the judges, you can win clearly, but they will not give the win to you. But when you knock somebody and they count the person out, they don't have any choice. You have won. This is what Christianity is about. Take your destiny in your own hand. If you become neutral, you are leaving your destiny in the hands of witches and wicked spirits. That will be saying you are going nowhere. They are already speaking. Those from your family, the principalities, they have come to block you already. If you are not believing what God is showing you, and you are not saying what you are believing on the table of God, the referee is in charge. The judges are in charge. And sometimes when people don't like your color, or they don't like your height, or they don't like your intelligence, or they don't like where you come from, or they don't like the way you talk and the way everyone likes you, they will push you down. Don't leave your life in the hands of anybody. And the way not to do that is that you must be active in your heart believing and your mouth speaking. When you knock out, they don't consider the card of the referee. They don't consider the card of the judges. Are you here with me at all? They don't consider. That's why they call it technical knockout. TKO. It's technical. It's not mechanical. Mechanical is a judge saying 115 to 11, whatever. I'm not leaving it in your hand. And sometimes you see that somebody is losing a match. Mechanically, the judges say that, oh, this one has won, it's 12 rounds, right? This one has won 7-5. Da 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 da. Then you knock the person out. The card don't matter again. The scorecard will not matter again once there is a knockout. And I'm saying the knockout here is your being active with your faith. That your heart has believed that I shall not die. Be active and say with your mouth that I shall not die. I will live to declare the words of God. All the judges, go home and sleep. They should go and sleep. The judge that said you will not marry should go and sleep. When you believe and speak, you have done your knockout. They should go and what? Sleep. They say you won't give birth. Kai, when you do your knockout, they should go and sleep. Kolashta Paraya. I don't know who is doing TKO. Are you doing some knockout here? Solaka paraso laklad. From today, receive it. Receive that spirit of faith in the name of Jesus. May God give you the opportunity to be in control. As you believe and you speak, may you be in control in the name of Jesus. Boy. I'm not waiting for what pastor is going to say over me in Kwao. When I wake up, I say, boy, Francis, you are tall like a light pole. Shalakapata. Every man will see me as a giant. I don't care how you see me, but I'm a giant in the eyes of God. Tintin grandma. Why are you like that? You think this whole church, we are operating by your emotions? We are happy, Papa. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house. I leave all my sadness outside. And I enter knowing that I'm in the presence of the great I am. I am very, very happy. The sickness cannot kill me. He's my physician. There is nothing too hard for God to do. If it's not too hard for him to do, believe it and say what your mind is saying is hard. Your mind says it's hard, but there is not, your heart knows there is nothing too hard. He's a God of all flesh. Here, oh, you will use your mouth to acquire America visa. They can bounce you 10 times. It doesn't matter. If your heart believes it and your mouth is saying it, it's a spirit. Oh, one day you enter the embassy and somebody will be sitting in that chair. That person will catch the same spirit you have caught. And I'll say, oh my God. He said that when Jesus was appearing, John the Baptist says that, behold the Lamb of God. That take it away. We have been waiting for you. Your background doesn't matter. Your faith neutralizes it. Are you here at all? Somebody say, I'm a giant. That's why I said, let the weak say, I'm sure. There's a spirit called spirit of infirmity. If you are saying nothing when you are unwell, it will take over. When you say, I am healed, Jesus, who has elected himself, he said, I'm the Lord that healed thee. Your physician will come by faith and heal you. Faith activates the experiences, encounters, the grace of God to work on your behalf. When you say, I'm healed, the physician will rise and heal you. And you say, I'm dying, oh, the spirit of infirmity will rise and punish you, be putting you closer to your grave. Those of you, when you are not emotionally happy now, you start saying nonsense. Someone said nonsense. I said nonsense. You start saying nonsense. Change it, oh. You see that the thing you are saying, eh? That's why the Bible says that guard your heart. Be very sure what enters your heart has the capacity to take you to your next level. Are you here with me at all? So you listen to tape. You listen to the message. What you are doing is that you are storing thy word have I kept in my heart. You are storing the promises in your heart. You are storing your way out in your heart. When you are under pressure, what is in your heart is what will come out. And you will say it. You not look at your age and say, hey, at 40, why never worry me? Are you kidding me? Won't worry that somebody is going to marry the third time at 40. They have bought the car 3 times. This is the third owner. and it's still fresh. You are a tear rubber. You have been at the garage and you are concerned that you are not good enough for the road. What a mindset. Chin will quench your hope as home use there. Any and a one of Francois. Obey a stadio. 0 mileage. Your hope should be escalating. Are you here with me at all? Sabala Kapataya. Oh my God. We have to continue this. This should be a 1 month conference of faith. Pumping this into ourselves. Nothing can quench you if you are not ready to be quenched. Especially if you are a child of God that walks by faith. You hear somebody like Bishop Oyedepo say that the devil to kill me has not been created yet. He knows that God watches over his word to perform. For you to see the performance of God, you got to speak his word. It's the word you speak that will become the ground for performance. Bible says that you will speak and be justified. Oh, the next time when I preach, I will go there. You shall speak and be justified. God confirmed the word of his servant, performed the counsel of his saint. When you speak, God confirms it. When you speak, he performs it. What happens when you don't speak? You are cheating your own destiny. Faith is important. Praise the Lord. Some of you have spoken garbage. You have to stand by faith, in faith. Prekupe. In faith and say, I superimpose this new word over it. By faith, I declare. Now, me see mewu, mewu, mewu. Different note. But now, the word is nigh in my mouth. Then I declare that I shall not die. I, Kwabena, I will live to declare the works of the. That's the new decree in town. And that's the one that demons respect. That's the one that God is going to confirm. Please rise. Please rise. Please rise. You should be spitting buildings from your mouth. You spit it here. One in Trasako. One in East Lagos. One in Cantonment. One here. Are you here with me at all? Be spitting buildings and lands. Be spitting businesses out of your mouth. Just imagine somebody like Despite. He's there. He said, I'm going to do a car showroom. Before he does it, he says it with his mouth. Or one day, I will do the biggest car showroom, biggest vintage car showroom. He just says it. Then somewhere, somehow, cars start gathering around him. Somewhere, somehow. So as you speak, the spirit goes to work. Also, there are no bishop will be cool. And also, never found home being. Also, sorry. In the name of Jesus, I'm indestructible. Are you here with me at all? When God speaks, because you have to understand that God lives in you. When you speak, when God speaks, his words, the Bible says that they become decrees and laws. You have the same spirit. When you speak,
is a decree and a law. Are you here? God acts on it. I'll talk about it. Angels act on it. Satan act on it. Bows to it. When you speak from the place of faith, Satan bows. Angels act on it. God act on it. Adana. Demon be a besin would dream moon say be besin hana me jao. Me jaw a drink kakra. Me babe kum in 3 days. Na fe de no anti wash a fast na se. One mumpa one ya fast na mami. Demon it me ama oh ya fast. You're serious. Yeah, no one said, "Oh, sorry." Sebo kala kapataka ya. Sembre kotoshka la pataka. Lekwatatata. Ikwata la bata. Far about principalities and powers. Now, what's our case? I say, "Ah, ne demon we na gwenya na. Nipa unsan kambi baby amete. Oya de unkumi mani ye ye." We am seated far above principalities. Even your bosses, I'm far above them. How are you able to? Wow. It's like a tickle saying, I'm going to carry an articulator. Listen to me. Some of you, you make some things possible, even though they are not supposed to be possible. If as we close now, you saw a 3-year-old boy carrying Ima on the head. You will say a miracle, something strange is happening there. Is that also? Tell somebody you are stronger than the demons. They don't have what it takes to carry you and turn you around. You are heavier than that. God is moving. Shaka pataka taka tata. I see miracles, signs and wonders in the atmosphere. God is moving. I see sing it one more time. I see miracles, signs, wonders. Sheko patata. Hey. God is moving in this place. He's moving in this place. Yes, I see miracles, signs. Yes, 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 yes. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Anytime fear grips you, know that God is not the one putting that fear in your heart. 2 Timothy 1:7. God wants, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. What has He given us? Power, love, sound. It's not the Holy Spirit. So what do? You stand by faith. You stand by what? You take the shield of faith and you quench that says you are going to die. You're going for a surgery. It's like you're going to die. You are going to die. You are not going. Nobody will die in this church. That amen did not come out at all.
Why should you die at this your age? What are you going to do in that heaven? What? Are there no people in heaven already? Did they say they can't get people to send? The laborers are few here. The laborers are what? Few. Tell somebody, come alive, come alive. Because Pastor is about to make us pray. Because the way you are standing and you are making your face, I don't like it. Tell them, tell the person by the side. You can't hear this word and you are still thinking. Come alive in Christ. Anytime I get into the presence of God, it's like something shifts inside of me. I'm telling you. They can send an army standing outside there waiting to carry me away. But it will not bother me when I'm in the presence of God. You are going to use your authority to dismantle anything demonic against your life. Are you here at all? Gebo Shatala Bahaya. Last night I had a vision. In the vision, the Lord said to me, he said, pray for, let the church pray. I saw that a car was driving, a four-wheel car was driving. And then it parked. When it parked, the brand new car that was functional, three of the tires were deflated. So I asked the Lord, why is a brand new car and the three of the tires are deflated? The Lord said to me, he said, no need for questioning. Push it to the vulcanizer and let them fix the tires so that the cars can go again. And the Lord said to me, he said, that car that is brand new you saw is the destinies of these people in this new year. And devil is trying to start it with deflation of the destinies before even the car, the brand new car, really goes on the road. You are going to pray. Anything trying to make me useless this year, I stand in authority of the word of God. And I declare that my ties cannot be deflated. My destiny cannot be grounded. I am flying. I am above only. Can you lift up your head? Your hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare any plan of the devil already in motion to deflate my destiny and to ground my destiny in this new year, I pray right now, it shall not stand. Open your mouth, clap your hands and pray. My destiny cannot be grounded. Shalaka patala baha, ikola matakala bahasa, asuleke peliza, eshalekwa panda lakapa. Whatever is determined to ground me, is determined to halt me, is determined to break me down, by the authority in the blood I declare, ayakala patanda lapa. I am unbreakable, I am unstoppable, I am indestructible, I cannot be halted, I will not be paused. No part of my destiny shall be halted, shall be grounded by demons. I declare, I am in a flying mode, I am above only, by the authority of the word. My destiny cannot be. Can you clap your hands and pray? My destiny cannot be grounded.
Ishalaka patala itoli kala palasa ashala pelendele kepete antalia kala peteya isonda lekapa isali kuale pelisa ezule kala peteze ishanga la palaya ala kapata ta 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 rapata ta ta rapelia sete isola para ashutele pele ashala kapata ashala kapataya. Oh, somebody keep praying, keep declaring. Anywhere that I have been grounded, the Bible said, when men are cast down, you shall say, there is a lifting up. I declare right now, there is a lifting up. I declare right now, there is a lifting up of my destiny, of my ministry, of my family, of my career, of my education, of my business, of my health and finance, my children. There is a lifting up. Somebody pray like never before and declare there is a lifting up. Pray and declare there is a lifting up. Hey, shalaka pata ikola pata on shani mini kutaya ishalaka pata. There is a lifting up. There is fruitfulness against barrenness. Somebody, I want to hear you. Let your voice rise. Let it rise unto Jehovah. Let your voice rise. Overrule any breakdown. Overrule any shutdown. Overrule any grounding. Mashata taraka pata. I believe that I cannot be grounded. There is no aguanchere down over my head that shall ground me. Open your mouth and pray. Shelle petolisa, Isu telepelias, Adili. Santaliapa Ishula Kapata Adulia Kapa Asala Kapata. Clap your hands, clap your hands. Any entity that is risen to oppose me, I shut you down. Can you shut them down? He said you will bind them and they shall be bound. Take dominion, take authority. I give you authority over Satan and his power. Any dog, any lion, any horse, any frog that has arisen against you, may the power of the Lord rise. I shut them down. I shut them down. I shut them down. I bind now. Hush. Any power behind the thing you are seeing, we bind it and command it out. Clap your hands and pray. The power behind the sickness. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume right now. Consume right now. The fire of the my God, I see things happening. Miracles are happening. Testimonies are happening. Sicknesses are jumping. Any power behind the scenes working against you, by the authority in the blood, I overcome. I overcome. I overcome. I break every yoke by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Push. 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 Push.
Hey,
Bible said, you restoration of your joy, restoration of your soul. Oh yes. Iekele paradagiria soya. Iekele paradagiria soya. Iekwalia penia sunda. Somebody pray like never before. Ishala gada balagada. Ashene meniala balagado. Anteria peria. Oh, 3 more minutes. Can you pray now? There is an oil that is opening doors. Opening doors. Opening doors. Releasing your helpers and your help. The favor of God unto you. Receive it right now. Prophesy. Favor is released. Favor is released. Your doors are open. Your doors are open. Your doors are open. Your doors are open. Every destiny here is driving well. You are in a flight mode right now. You are in a flying mode right now. You will never break down. Anybody whose destiny has broken down, receive restoration now. Receive restoration now. Receive restoration now. Receive restoration now. May your ties be fixed. May your alignment be perfect. In the name of Jesus. May you have drawn horses, chariots. Receive the hand of the Lord for supernatural speed. Whatever your hand finds to do, it shall go fast. It shall run faster. It shall explode. It shall explode. Shala gada 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 gada. Sepele mededes. Thank you, Father. Oh, lift your hands now. That amen should be resounding like thunder. I need you to release your faith. The two shall agree together as touching one thing. I don't know who that revelation is for, but anybody whose life the Lord uses the car to represent, the vehicle with deflated tires to represent, even though it's a new car, I declare in this new year, whatever wants to take the energy, the wind out of your sails, even before the year kicks to a start, may the Lord stop them right now. You shall not be grounded on the road. Your ties shall not be deflated. Your ministerial life will not be taken out of you. Your career life will not be taken out of you. Your business will not be taken out of you. Your marital life will not be taken out of you. I declare your favor will not be taken out of you. Your financial life will not be taken out. Your health will not be taken out. Whatever has been taken out, may you receive restoration now. May air enter your ties. May you start running now. May your destiny start flying, driving, run and overtake, run and outrun, run and hash. Salaka Pataya, Ikora Mataya, I bind sicknesses, I bind misfortune, I bind delay, I bind stagnation. I bind whatever Satan wants to use as a weapon to attack your destiny. Let the Lord arise. When men are saying there is a casting down, I stand and agree with you. There is a lifting up. 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 May you rise.
There's a lifting up. May you rise. There's a lifting up. May you rise. Yes. New possibilities. You will enjoy the full potential of this vehicle. Of this destiny, this womb, this marriage, this ministry, this business, this career, you will enjoy the full potential of it. Anything God has given you that devil is tampering with, may you receive its full potential in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give me power in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Borako seperegedede. Ikorado si pradika pa. Ikora mamana shasta labanaka. Eshala pelekete. In 24 hours time, whatever the deflation triggered, whatever overtook you as a result of the deflation, may Jehovah cause you to recover all. May you recover all in the mighty name of Jesus. Recover all. You are in a commanding lead. You are in a commanding lead. Say, I'm in a commanding lead. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm the head and never the tail. Above only. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Clap your hand and shout glory. Hallelujah.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.